This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. The sign-up period for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program ends this week. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
The sign-up deadline for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program ends on Thursday, February 26th. Trey Forsyth, the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation, said the DMC has been improved by multiple changes.
So some of those key updates include, first and foremost, an update to all dairy operations production history. Farmers will have a chance to update that history to be the highest annual milk production level from 2021, 2022, or the 2023 calendar years. In addition, Tier 1 coverage, which has historically covered an operation's first 5 million pounds of milk, that has been expanded. So Tier 1 coverage will now cover 6 million pounds. Premium rates for Tiers 1 and 2 remain the same. Lastly, a key improvement that was secured in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program was an opportunity for producers to again lock in coverage over a multi-year period. So if any producer locks in their coverage levels from 2026 through 2031, they'll qualify for a 25% discount on their premiums.
Forsyth said this program has generated significant return on investment for producers of all sizes.
Dairy margin coverage is a really important program for producers, particularly small and medium-sized producers, but it does also provide that catastrophic level coverage for large operations as well. There's a $100 administration fee when you first sign up and premiums associated with it. But what we've seen since this program was first stood up in 2018 is it really has been a critical lifeline when dairy margins get tight. And that is something a number of producers are experiencing right now with milk prices where they are and continued challenges with inputs and other feed costs.
For more information, visit nmpf.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.